Lisa Marone joins us. She's a physical therapist, a speaker, and the author of 6 books. And she has 5 warning signs of how to recognize a stroke when it's happening. Good morning, Lisa.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great to be with you.
Thanks. Well, this is an important topic because I think sometimes this happens and people aren't aware of what's going on when it does turn out to be a stroke. And those first moments are critical when these signs come up, right?
Yeah, you know, stroke is something that does just come out of the blue for people. And so the quicker that we can respond, the quicker we can understand what's happening and then get that person off to care, that is a life or death decision for us. So we just wanted to talk a little bit about stroke today.
Oh, let's start with the first sign. We're going to go through 5 warning signs of a stroke. What's the first one?
Absolutely. The first thing we want to do is look at the person's face. And if a person is complaining of numbness in their face, maybe some drooping in their eye or their mouth, and sometimes that numbness or tingling could go into their arm or their leg, it's usually on one side of the body. We want to start to pay attention. Now, there's certainly other things that can bring on numbness. If you have chronic neck pain or back pain, you can get those symptoms into your arm. Even occasionally a migraine patient can get some numbness in their face, a little more unusual. But that's one of the things that we're starting to look for this the signs of a stroke in the face.
And Lisa, I lost my mom due to a stroke a couple of years ago. And the second point is how she was with my brother and his family. And the second point is what they noticed with her and recognized that she was having a stroke and got her to the hospital. Tell us about what happens within your head when all this is going on. What we'd recognize.
Yeah, I'm so sorry for you to have lost your mom.
Yeah.
This is really important. In the head, there are 2 different types of stroke, first of all. There's one where a vessel becomes blocked, and so the brain doesn't receive the oxygen it needs. And then there's another where a vessel actually bleeds out, and that's called an aneurysm. And with a bleeding out situation, oftentimes there is a severe, rapid onset headache. This is within a few minutes, or can even be a few seconds. Someone might say, this is the worst head pain I've ever had. And along with that, they might have some mental confusion, some difficulty even understanding spoken language. And so these are real traumatic situations because when the brain, a vessel becomes leaky, we end up putting a lot of pressure on the brain just because of the volume of the leaking blood. It just puts a lot of pressure on the brain. So it's very critical to act fast in those situations.
And then take us to the third one we should be aware of with our eyes.
Yeah, with our eyes, sometimes all it is we have some trouble seeing in one or both of our eyes. Now, there's different kinds of strokes in terms of their severity. There's a very small stroke that's called a transient ischemic attack, or a TIA, and I actually experienced one of these when I was pregnant with my second child. It came on with my eyes. I was reading a book to my first child, and all of a sudden, I couldn't see. And so I said to her, Casey, I think Mommy needs to go get her Waskles. And she looked at me and said, Mommy, you're so silly. And I realized that even my tongue was not responding properly. Mm. I was not only having trouble speaking, but I was choosing wrong words. And so that's a really important sign that if you're seeing that your vision out of the blue is getting blurry, and one eye usually more than the other, and the fourth point, having trouble speaking, those are important points or signs that are pointing to stroke or one of these transient ischemic attacks.
And that might be, I would think that would be confusing if you're a migraine sufferer. You might not be able to tell the difference, do you think? What do you think about that?
Right. When you're a migraine sufferer, you can sometimes have this blurry mm-hmm. vision. So these stroke symptoms oftentimes are going to pile up on one another. You don't typically have just one.
Okay.
Like in my small attack, I had the visual problem that came on, again, all of a sudden, and no head pain, and trouble, like, figuring out what word I needed to use and creating a word because I couldn't find the right word. So that put me right into the bathroom to grab a baby aspirin, which is something that if you do not have head pain, that might be a good thing if you really see these signs of a stroke because you're trying to thin out the blood. If there's a blockage in one of the brain's vessels, we need to thin out the blood a little bit. So if you don't have a bleeding issue and you've taken aspirin in the past, that's usually something that a doctor will say, good thing to do on the way to the ER.
Just regular, just specifically baby aspirin or like Bayer or anything like that?
Yeah, anything that, a small dosage, because aspirin also can be dangerous for a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, if you have ulcers or bleeding problems, and, hey, listen, if you're having one of those crazy head pain attacks, you would never want to give aspirin because you're already bleeding out. You don't want to bleed more.
That's true.
So that's important. I actually had a friend who went to the hospital with a stroke, and they misdiagnosed her, didn't take an X-ray or an MRI, of her brain, didn't realize she was bleeding, and started giving her blood thinners.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, that's there's a tragedy going on right
now. Oh, wow.
Well, the final one then, again, to recap the five signs of a stroke, it's face, arm, and leg numbness there, severe headache, mental confusion, your eyes, trouble seeing with one or both eyes, the tongue, trouble speaking, and then last, if your equilibrium is off, check your balance.
Yeah, your balance. Are you, like, do you get up from your chair and then all of a sudden you're wobbly? Are you dizzy? Are you having just a loss of coordination? You know, you're trying to use your hand and it's just not, you know, doing what you're asking it to do with your brain. Those are really important. And again, it's very important to recognize these signs and deal with them right away. I know people who say, oh, I'll just wait a little while, wait till this goes away. No, this is not the thing you want to wait. You're better safe than sorry. Get yourself to an ER, get yourself checked out, or right into one of these walk-in clinics. It's very important that this is handled quickly.
And there's some medication and treatment that they can do within the first 2 hours that can really be significant, too, from what I've been hearing.
Save your life.
Right.
Absolutely. So, you know, get in the hands of medical care. Again, better safe than sorry. Don't wait for these things to see how they develop over time.
Mm-hmm.
Get there right away because there are deficits that can be left with a stroke. Say your arm doesn't work so well. Well, the longer you keep oxygen out of that part of your brain, you may be left with permanent deficits. And so it's really important that you get medical help right away so that you can get a full rebound. And one thing I just wanted to say about those transient attacks that I had, one-third of people who have transient ischemic attacks like that, these very, you know, they're here for a few minutes and then they're gone, one-third of those people will go on to having severe major strokes. Mm-hmm. So let that be your warning sign. Don't just, you know, dust off those little ischemic attacks that you're having. Get yourself checked out. Get a full examination afterwards because you may be able to steer off a problem in the future.
Good advice. Lisa Marone, our guest here on Faith Radio Mornings, physical therapist. Check out her website, Get Healthy for Heaven's Sake. We'll link that up at myfaithradio.com and her numerous books available there as well. Lisa, thanks again. Appreciate it.
Hey, be blessed this week.
You bet. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks again.